It's 8:07 Thursday morning. It's sunny, blue sky. It's going to be a warmer day. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. It is. It's going to be a gorgeous day. I'm excited.
It is. Highs in the mid-40s today, but we got close to 60 tomorrow, so it's going to be even better tomorrow. Plus, it's going to be a finally Friday, too. It's time for Community Conversations brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center. Who do we have in studio?
We have a bunch of very excited students in studio this morning to talk about the spring play. First of all, let's have you all introduce yourselves. So step it up to the mic and say your name and what grade you're in.
Hi, I'm Katie Hagland, and I'm a freshman.
Hi, I'm Anna Tutu, and I'm also a freshman.
Hi, my name is Destiny Squire, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Jacob Deers, and I'm a senior.
And I'm Erica Joyner, and I am the director of the play.
Very good. Okay, so let's start with you, Erica. First of all, no spoilers today, but let's talk about the premise of the play.
Yeah, so the play is called Trap, and it's this kind of spooky, scary story, and the premise is essentially the audience falls asleep, and we're trying to solve what kind of happened with this. There's a lot of different twists that go on in it and a lot of things that people wouldn't expect. And like I said, it is a scary play. So there are a little bit of some scary aspects to it. So, you know, if people are a bit more sensitive to scary things, keep that in mind when you come, because it does have really spooky parts. I mean, myself and Jenna Hagland, who's my assistant, both of us always get chills when we're watching it. So it is definitely a show to be aware, especially for young kids.
Sure.
You know, it can definitely be kind of a hard thing for some younger people to watch, but I mean, it's a lot of fun and it's an exciting twist of events, really.
Okay, Katie, let's start with you. Talk about the character that you are and a little bit about how you've worked on developing your character.
I play Efren Salas and Candelaria Ortiz, and they're very different characters. One of my characters is like a 30-year-old fireman, and the other is like a 50-year-old philosopher. So I've tried to work on separating the characters as much as I can, especially because this is my first year, and I want to try and like make my skills better, especially in that way.
Okay. Jacob. You're the senior of the bunch. You have a lot of experience stage-wise. How do you feel about this play as your final hurrah for your high school career in theater?
I'm actually really excited because I've gotten to watch like the freshmen, like these two around me. I mean, you guys can't see them, but Katie and Anna, I met them Godspell. This is Katie's, it's your first show, and I've seen a lot of growth with them. And Destiny, you were in last year's play, and it's fun watching the growth and like who is going to be succeeding and like who's going to be the next like leads, the future of our program. And it's really entertaining to watch, and I'm really excited for this show because honestly, it is pretty creepy, and I'm actually kind of happy about that. It's something different that I'm happy to experience.
Yeah, that's neat. Anna, you are no stranger really to the stage with music and stuff. You've been in here mm-hmm. before. Talk about this. Well, mention your character and how you have been working on developing your character.
Well, I play two characters. One is a very minor character. I'm just this person called Mox Council, and I'm just almost like a lawyer. I have one line. It's my favorite line. It's objection. It took forever to memorize, of course. And then my other character is Marion Jay. She's a professor at the University of Washington, and she's kind of crazy. So I was able to kind of get into her character better because I'm also crazy. And it was very fun kind of touching into her character because it's not something I would play often. I'm more of like a happy, fun, do-to-do character, if that makes sense. And she's more serious, warning person who helps flow the story, if that makes sense.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Destiny, your turn. Talk about your character and is this your first play?
No, it is not my first play.
Okay.
This is my second play as a high schooler.
Okay.
But I did a past production as Wizard of Oz in fourth grade.
Okay. Well, that's important. So what character do you play?
I play two characters. I play an architect named Bran Hillock, and I'm one of the character's friends named Carol. And with Carol, she's more of an outgoing person, sweet. People like to compliment me on how nice I am and just top of the world. And Bran Hillock is just a simple man who just wants to get the theater built up and going.
So multiple characters for all of you. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. It's got to be tricky to separate those personalities with your different characters.
It really is. But we make it work.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, Erica, tell us when, where, and how we can get tickets.
Yeah, so the show is Friday and Saturday this week, the 29th and 30th. Friday's at 7 p.m. Saturday will be at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. We are at the Charles Theater. So tickets can be bought at the door or bought online. It's online, whether we are Facebook and whatnot. It's also cchsdrama.ludus.com. So people can buy on there or at the door, like I said. And I mean, yeah, we're really just hoping we have a really good turnout for it because we're hoping we scare people. That is our goal with this show, is we want to scare people and show them something different. Like Jacob was kind of saying, we've never really done a scary show like this. So it's very different than everything we've been doing. And we kind of want to just show how these kids can do different types of acting, yeah. Really.
Very impressive. Well, thank you so much, you guys. As always, break a leg.
Thank you
as
so
we
much.
Say in the theater industry. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We appreciate guys. It.
It is 8:14. We have your weather forecast coming up. Here is a 50-50.